Bob singing it.
Going down to the river today. Gonna hook a carp and make him pay. End up like a dog that's been hit by a car. Pissed off, say.
Oh, that was another Toads one. Every year, before the Indy 5, I was babbling before and I didn't make any sense. I'm afraid that I didn't make any sense when I was in my little reflective thing there.
Yeah, you made marginal sense.
Well, you try it sometime.
When is the carp opener?
It's always the Monday before the Indy 500.
No. Yeah. Not a Monday, is it?
Well, it's something, I think it's the Monday before the Indy 500.
Oh, okay, the carp, well, we'll have to get that
Hey,
official.
No Paul Harvey, as you noticed. We got rid of that plug.
We did get rid of Paul Harvey, and we
not
will
Not that
have
I wanted him foisted on Vogel, but that's where he ended up at 10 to 6.
We will have a National Football League game starting at 7:50 today.
Yeah, but hey, when we come back, we still got the golf. We'll come back with the golf highlight, which is quite possibly the hardest.
Don't worry. Don't panic. We got our SIDS wrap.
We got the wrap.
Come back, and we got all kinds of good
stuff. We got dwarf tossing. We got Sid crying. We got Nixon's rules of arbitration.
Stand by your manager, no longer...
No, but it was fitting because that song snuck in this summer, that became a summer classic from Harold, Stand By Your Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Dome Ball.
Harold, we did our part to try to keep Ray's job.
Unfortunately, it's not a clean copy of Dome Ball because I'm laughing too much in it, but I couldn't find a real one. We'll be back.
Super America knows it's one product you won't compromise on. It's one product you never want to be out of. It's one product that when you want it right now. That's right, we're talking diapers. Okay, listen up. Super America has their own brand of diapers called Super Care.
Diapers.
Okay, what do you want in a diaper? You want refastenable tapes for a sure fit?
Diapers.
Super Care, got it. You want no leak elastic leg?
Diapers.
Super Care, got it. You want extra thick, soft, and fluffy?
Diapers.
Super Care, got it. You want contoured shape, moisture-proof outside lining?
Diapers.
Super Care's got it. In fact, Super Care's got everything the leading brands have at a lot less money. Now, what do Super America customers say about Super Care?
See?
Super America Man, we deliver
They came from a brewery in Chippewa Falls and spread quickly throughout the land. They became known for their tasteful presence and satisfying manner, and today, they're more popular than ever before. This is Ray Scott, and they are the Tall Ones from Leinenkugel. The Tall Ones, long, tall, money-back bottles of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light, available in 12 packs and cases of 24 bottles from establishments throughout the area. Leinenkugel beer. The beer that proves great taste starts with the letter L. And Leine's Light, a natural light beer with a third less calories than regular beer. Both are brewed with the purest spring water in the world, and both are available in long, tall, money-back bottles. Try them. You'll like them. The Tall Ones in packs of 12 and cases of 24 from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company of Chippewa Falls. The Tall Ones, a great way to enjoy the big taste of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
KSTP, talk radio.
It's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. Sanctions against South Africa. The Senate wants it, the House wants it, the President does not. ABC's Roger Peterson reports from the White House.
Within the next few days, President Reagan is expected to veto the congressional attempt to impose sanctions on South Africa. That bill won't arrive here at the White House until tomorrow, but spokesman Larry Speaks says it's his informed opinion the president will veto it, even though the bill received overwhelming support. The House passed it 308-77, the Senate 84-14. But Speaks insists the White House feels there's a chance some senators' minds can be changed. Although with some 20 more votes needed to prevent an override of the president's veto, that job looks very difficult indeed. Roger Peterson, ABC News, the White House.
I'll have more after this.
large and small departments around the country are meeting a new employee.
Hello, look at this.
Oh, it must be that new departmental system from Prime Computer.
Is that how we're finally going to link our personal computers together?
This new employee, along with Prime Link software and communications, is going to bring new meaning to the idea of sharing.
For a super mini computer, it's not very big, is it?
Oh, it sure isn't. Hard to believe it can do so many things.
Boy, when Prime ties our PCs to the mainframe, this place is going to start jumping.
Can't think of all that power, huh?
We'll be able to share the same database.
And everyone will be able to use office automation, CAD/CAM, decision support, all at the same time.
We'll get to know each other. I mean, our PCs will get to know each other.
Well, say, I don't believe we've met. I'm John from accounting.
John, I'm too.
Get to know you. Get to know all about you.
Prime is a Fortune 500 company that's perfectly designed for departmental computing. Prime Computer. It's time you knew.
Oh, it's about time we knew.
The day after President Reagan and the First Lady spoke against drugs in a nationwide broadcast, Mr. Reagan signed a package of anti-drug proposals for Congress to consider and signed an order for mandatory drug testing for federal workers in so-called sensitive jobs.
We're getting tough on drugs, and we mean business. To those who are thinking of using drugs, we say stop. And to those who are pushing drugs, we say beware.
Some federal employee unions have denounced the drug tests as unconstitutional, just as random strip searches and wiretaps would be unconstitutional. When the president talked to reporters today about the anti-drug effort, ABC's Sam Donaldson noticed the president constantly wiping his nose because of an allergy. Donaldson just couldn't resist asking the president about it.
No, Sam. I irrigate my nasal passages with salt water.
Donaldson asked whether the president was taking any drugs for his allergy. President Reagan met with Israeli Prime Minister Peres, and they agreed that even if Peres' dream of an international conference on Mideast peace were to come true, it would not include the Soviet Union. At the White House, Peres explained why.
For the international participation, we shall accept only parties that respect peace and human rights, and we shall not compromise on it.
Ironically, on the same day Israeli Prime Minister Peres made that statement, Amnesty International called for investigations of reports that Arab prisoners were being tortured in the West Bank and under Israeli supervision in southern Lebanon. Amnesty spokesman David Lawlick in London gave an example of the claims Palestinian prisoners are making against Israel.
Hoods are put over people's heads, sensory deprivation. In effect, they're deprived of sleep at the same time. They report that they are subjected to strangulation, suffocation when they don't give the answers that are required. They say they're forced to stand for long periods wearing hoods and handcuffs.
Lawlick says Israel denies the reports but refuses to institute an investigation or safeguards to prevent torture from taking place. The eyes of Texas Air have set upon People Express. Texas Air has agreed to pay about $122 million to take over the no-frills and of late no-profit airline. File this for future reference, just in case. Nebraska Governor Bob Kerry, who decided not to run for re-election, says he doesn't know what he'll do after he's out of office in January, but Kerry says you could drive bamboo shoots up my fingernails, turn me upside down in boiling oil, I will not become a lobbyist. On Wall Street, the Dow actually up by 8.86 to 1767.58. This is ABC News.
Your days go by fast. Your work never seems to end.
Look at all this dirty laundry.
That's why Whirlpool washers and dryers are tough on dirt, yet gentle on your clothes. Our super wash cycle cleans the dirtiest dirt, and the gentle cycle will take care of your delicate knits. Whirlpool washers and dryers.
We're making your work.
Wasn't so bad.
Whirlpool makes it easier for you.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Gil Gross.
Just Molly and me.
Just Molly and me.
A little baby makes three.
Kenwood condo makes three.
We're so happy in
our Kenwood Isles condo.
Kenwood Isles isn't quite blue heaven, but it might just be the next best thing for us. With a unique concept in living for seniors, Sherman Bousalis has created a community for a great lifestyle, not just a place to live.
The greatest thing for me is the restaurant. The food can rival that of any of the places you can go out to eat to, and it's right inside the building.
And the amenities go on and on. An attached health clinic for our wellness needs, 24-hour security for our peace of mind. The excitement and convenience of shopping at Calhoun Square, Lund's, and all the beautiful restaurants right at our doorstep.
the beauty of Lake of the Isles surrounds us, while the prestige of the Kenwood area protects our investment.
This is
our blue heaven.
Kenwood Isles, 870-9589.
This hour of Monday Night Sports Talk is brought to you by Spicer, Watson, and Karp.
Behave, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Richie. All right.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. What the baseball score? Back out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
All right, say it again, Richie. Everybody sing it. All right, come on, let's go.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. What the baseball score? Back out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Babbling before, and you cleared everything up for me here on this third anniversary show.
What you were saying was nobody ever had any fun with important sports people or other people.
That's exactly what I was trying to say, and I didn't know how to say it.
It was considered untoward to have any fun with Bud Grant or any folks like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and plus we're not even necessarily certain that we consider them important people.
No, that's true. That it was, it was okay to laugh at Lou Holtz instead of take all that BS serious.
And the dome. Nothing could prove your point better than the highlight song of 1985, the All-Star season in the Twin Cities, when Harold, Angel, R. Sid, Dan Cook, bunch of band playing friends of Harold put together Dome Ball. That's Matt Cook. I apologize for laughing here, folks, but
I can't help it. You betcha. Strap yourself in, Joe.
In 1961, Calvin thought it might be fun to move the Washington Senators up north.
That's you, Harold.
And the Mets was a bucolic scene. Twins uniforms were never clean. Second deck was just a big back porch.
That's right, Q-Man. Herb and Halsey in the booth. The atmosphere was always loose.
The pennant fly, she was waving in the breeze.
And if the clown should come too near, we'd duck beneath and have a beer.
Right around the ballpark memories.
That was baseball before the Teflon bubble. That was baseball
before the Met was wobble.
Park the car and light the barbecue.
And sip another Frosty Schmidt 3-2.
Yeah, that was baseball when the skipper was the cue.
To the Met, and Dad could smoke a cigarette.
Mom could pass a sandwich to the kids.
But that is all a memory now, for progress took the old Met down. They sold the treasure for the highest bid.
History remains intact, and we will never turn our backs on days when Shorty Price and Mudcat hurled.
But they set out the summer wind, the sun and moon shone shining.
The Brotherhood has changed the baseball world.
Now we've got
Dome Ball.
Pass one off the speaker.
Dome Ball.
Could anything be bleaker? It's a pinball game financed by corporate clowns.
Oh, what a king that popped right up that did come down.
It's a Dome Ball.
Oh, I think it's up there rolling around.
Everybody now. Everybody in the Twin Cities, sing along.
But they changed baseball in Minnesota.
The
team now works their big blue room downtown.
Their bumps are bouncing 10 feet high.
No, I even missed the bugs and flies.
Yeah, you get 3 strikes, but it's just not the same.
It's a different game.
The All-Star Game, hoping to avoid the shame
of 50 million scoffs across the lane.
The boys, you're official here.
The scoreboard tells you when to cheer.
For bounces that Ike Newton couldn't stand.
Phony dome ball.
It violates our skyline.
Phony dome ball.
Defended with my byline.
Show us where he lives.
Throw me a dome ball.
Now, here comes our Sid.
Here's where That's Right started.
That's right. That's right.
That's correct.
That's right.
Hey, Sid, I won't be your sports hero.
Hey, Joel, I think I could squeeze you into the jolly.
I just scalped $20,000 of black market tickets. Doesn't that make me something?
All right, big guy, it's the biggest day of our lives. Let's cruise to Lou's Jacuzzi.
Come on, here, we can go party.
All right, I'm clean. I don't really need a bath, but...
Can the frog come?
Everybody can come. We got everything from soup to nuts.
Well, gotta get back to the White House, fellas. So long.
I'll go get Woody. Come on, let's party.
I'll tell Joan I'm gonna be a little late.
That's right.
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 That's right. That's right.
Oh, that is beautiful. That song is just beautiful. They ended up getting a lot of airplay around town with that.
Everything, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and the Sid That's Rap, Right Rap, and everything, that's been our most requested.
Dome ball?
When it hit, I mean, every week for 8 weeks, someone calls it. Could you play dome ball?
But the chorus is so light and uplifting in that.
I think it got played several places around town. I think it...
I don't know why I tried...
LOL it made. I know it made LOL.
Did it? Well, it made batting practice at the dome one time. That was the key. It made batting practice at the dome.
And then they all of a sudden it stopped.
Oh, see? But see, that song, I don't know why I bothered trying to get retro-reflective earlier. That song says it all about what this show
retrospective.
Is. Yeah, retrospective.
Okay. All righty.
Well, now everyone has their own favorite highlight, and I have my favorite song and my favorite highlights, but this is my favorite highlight. Do you like this?
This is the hardest I ever laughed on Monday Night Sports.
It beats the time we laughed when the general played Sound Effects.
We had an advantage, of course, because we were there.
Well, that's I guess that's why it's so funny, because it's true.
That's right.
Joe's Golf Game.
Here's today's sports hero, Al Shaver. Did a great job calling it Sutre match. Here's just a little blurb for you.
Sutre brings it out of his own end now. Up the right wing trees. He's to the hazard line. Around the greenskeeper. Oh, he found on a shot. Now he's bowled over. He gets back up. Oh, he shoots. Whoa, the tree just got the pat on that.
Hey, Albie, that's pretty good.
That's good, Al.
Conclusion to that hole, because that's one of the holes on which Mr. Sutre received Roman numeral 10.
That's right, I should...
Unfinished sympathy, we like to call it. I'll tell you, Suchi, you did a great job out there today. I have a little quote for you from Michael Murphy's Golf in the Kingdom. A little balm for your wounds.
Yes.
Are you ready for this, big guy?
Yes.
Golf recapitulates evolution. It is a microcosm of the world, a projection of all our hopes and fears.
And I'm in big trouble.
Yes. I'll tell you something that I happen to... This is Lou Manny.
Yes, Lou.
I'm a member over at Interlochen, you know, but a couple of the guys couldn't resist sneaking over with some spyglasses to see the action today.
Yes, Lou.
I'll tell you, if we had end-to-end action like that at MedCenter, we wouldn't have to worry about selling the joint up.
I give them their money's worth, don't I, Louie?
Certainly do. I mean, I've seen some crazy stick handling in place. Top Kwan Do.
Hold it a minute, Louie.
I'll pace up right now. Hey, you talk about the...
We've lost it, Eric. We've lost it, Louie. I'd like to ask Louie what he thought of the bunker.
Put Louie back on. How about that bunker play?
Number three.
I'll tell you, I'd like to stick around and describe all the action after the jibes you threw at me. There's a couple of guys, one little bald guy here tugging on me. I better give one or he'll book me against Patera.
Yes.
I've never seen nothing like this in the entire history of golf in Twin Cities. There's going to be fights. Special guy will never tee it up in Twin
Oh, I can't stand it. I'm dying.
Oh, God. It's going to be fine.
Have you had a phone with Mr. Blackburn yet?
I tell you, Stanley Blackburn didn't have to get the phone call because he heard the hoots and hollers in that aisle.
Oh.
Those caddies have a grapevine.
Yes, right.
Oh. This was big stuff. This could be on front page.
Yes, right. Oh. This will blow Patera and Mr. Saito right to the want ads. Oh. Who else we got there, Uncle?
I'll tell you something right now. I'm not going to take it, pass up a chance to shoot one at him either.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, you bought those dozen golf balls, Suchi. You bought 12 bricks. I'll tell you something right now. Let's lay off the guy. I went out there. I want to disclose my score, by the way. It's only fair. I can tell you that my score was lower than my IQ, but higher than the amount of dollars that have ever been squeezed out of Calvin Griffin.
Oh, Lord. Well, Walter. Walter was saying something about electoral votes out there today.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. I'm sort of a forgotten character. I remember the hole distinctly, Suchi, when Patrick was so glib after ramming that birdie putt right down your throat.
Yes.
I think he got $2, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
If I'd had as many electoral votes as Suchi had strokes, I'd be in the White House.
By a landslide.
You guys described the highlight. It was a highlight for me, too. We're sitting there in front of that water hazard suit tray to look at grit determination. Get the white bear hat pulled low. The guy's really looking like he's about ready to split a rail. I'm going over here. What's bunk? All of a sudden, this family of ducks. They stop. Right in front of two train. And it dawns on us.
Oh.
These are smart ducks.
I can't hurt him if they're right there.
But the funny thing is, he did start that honk. He had him with lust in their eye.
Lust in their eye?
Lust. That took, what, 3-4 of us half an hour with mid-mashy to get him on?
That's right, that female duck, that mallard wanted.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sweating, I'm crying.
Glad you boys had fun.
I'm laughing.
That funny swan, I tell you, that was pretty funny. You know, I bought it, I thought they were funny, but Sutra gets up on the tee and they all fly away.
You know, Wally, the thing is, you boys had a lot of fun at my expense, and I kept up a pretty good front, but, you know, on the inside, it hurt. It was a tough day.
Oh, Patrick, excuse me, Suchi, I know that you like carbo.
Yeah?
I'm going to do you a favor. I can guarantee you, with one reading source and two trips to the course with me, we'll have you under 130 in less than two trips to the course.
Well, that would be quite an improvement.
Yes.
That'd be 100 strokes trimmed off just like that.
General Franco could be on the next card.
Okay, we got to do the weather break, but when we come back,
we're going to have Henry.
The second part of that, Henry called the next week, Henry Longhurst.
Okay.
We'll be right back. It's 55 degrees.